I'm David Brancaccio. Prices for silver, the precious metal, rose to an 8-year high in overseas markets overnight. That rise apparently fueled by individual investors of the sort who've embraced GameStop of late. Among their goals, to make money by wrong-footing the investment pros. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more. Why silver?
Well, David, the talk online in online forums is that a lot of big banks hold short positions on silver. That means they're betting the price will go down. So retail investors appear to be trying to do what they did with GameStop, drive up silver's price to hurt big banks this time. With GameStop, they were targeting hedge funds.
Now, we're seeing, as I say, the price of silver go up overseas. Could this strategy work?
So analysts are skeptical because big banks have far greater assets than hedge funds. So we're comparing apples to oranges here. Also, banks might own silver too, not just short positions. So if the price of silver goes up, that could actually benefit banks.
And, you know, silver is a commodity, not a stock. When you buy silver, there ultimately has to be a physical bar of silver held somewhere. That's got to make a difference, right?
Yeah, it does make a difference. Retail investors are targeting exchange-traded funds, ETFs, so they're trading in silver that way, the way you would in stock, without having to actually buy physical silver bars. So that can move up prices in the short term, but in the long term, analysts are still skeptical because there is just a lot of silver out there, David. It's a huge market and plenty of sellers and buyers.